Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
First and most importantly, Keela Richardson, Pensacola Zone, made it to the top 14. We're confident that and hopeful that she's going to make the top 12. If you may recall that she and her son Drew and a couple of her other family members visited City Hall during a break in the filming a couple of a month or two ago, and that was a wonderful visit. So we couldn't be more happy and proud to have her and her family representing Pensacola and that extraordinary talent that she had. And we're hopeful and confident that she's got a chance to take it all. We wish her all the best.
Yeah, me too. I just, one note is I would say pick songs that everybody knows. You know, I love hearing the gospel song that she sang on Monday, but, you know, pick songs everybody knows. That's the key to getting a lot of people voting for you. Keela Richardson, of course, from Pensacola. It's cool to hear David Stafford. You know, the big important news, like he led with that yesterday in the press conference when he pinch hit for Mayor D.C. Reeves. Of course, Mayor Reeves will be on with us today. I'll talk about that. We might talk about this Main and Barrancas construction. If you haven't seen it, basically starting next Monday, it's Monday, right? That's what I have in my head. Is it the date for the start of this is Monday? I'm just checking the thing here. Yeah, that's right. Next Monday. Main Street between I and Barrancas is going to be closed, and Barrancas is going to be throttled down to 2 lanes from 4 lanes, so you can go up I and down Barrancas. Also, the westbound on Main, when it does reopen in 6 weeks, you cannot turn left onto Barrancas at that point, which is going to persist for several months. So it's an ECUA project. It's stormwater. It's sewer. It's good long-term, but the growth pain sucks. So do not enjoy. But that was not the big news. The big news was, and I frankly, I had not seen this. I had not realized it. I had just watched yesterday the city council meeting from Thursday. You know, there's a lot of meetings on Thursday. On Thursday, we had the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. We had the Escambia County Commission meeting and all the things that happened there. you know, my goodness. Oh, my God. If you missed the last 2 days worth of shows, it's worth it. Right, John?
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree.
The Washington High girls, the drama around the $1,000, Pam Childers and Lumen May.
Make sure you go back and listen to those podcasts.
Monday and Tuesday, yeah. And then, you know, yesterday we talked about the OLF-8 thing. And then yesterday, what was the yesterday one? All of a sudden, oh, it was customary use.
Yes.
Always a fun time. But that late in the meeting, and the city of Pensacola had a night meeting, and I had just not had a chance to watch that yet, because, 3 hours here, 4 hours there. Who's got all that time? Finally got to the end of the meeting. They did an add-on item. So it was not advertised, right? And the add-on item was, okay, if you haven't heard this, hold on. You know how Palo Fox is doing all this construction? You know, it's totally torn up. Well, it's not really torn up now. It's almost like mostly almost there. Like they're going to reopen in May 24th. And there are sections of it, I think, toward the north and the south that are almost ready to reopen. I'll have to ask the mayor about that at 7:30. that's not the news. The news is that they're going to, it's going to have a toll to go on Palo Fox.
Do what?
Well, you know how the mayor put in the parking and raised the price on the parking. And the idea was, you know, if people are willing to pay, then we should generate revenue. But also we should turn over the spaces, and we want to cut down on people, you know, circling the block, cruising, traffic congestion. You know the thing, you know, you're looking for parking and everybody's looking for parking. There's only one space. That's bad. The idea is to turn over the parking and to make it more efficient, not clog up the streets. Same theory here is that if you put a toll, and it's not that much, but it isn't free. It's
$3.
$3. Well, if you figure $1 an hour to park.
Okay.
And if you park for...
Now, are we still paying for parking?
Yes. So if you pay $4 or $5 for parking for, say, 5 hours, and then you pay $3 to just access the road, it's like $8 altogether. I mean, it's ridiculous, but it's kind of... You can kind of see the logic. Like, if you do the one, why wouldn't you do the other one? He says it's the mayor had made the comment that this is because of the new urbanism, where you want to discourage people from driving on Palo Fox. I understand that. It's a congested road. And also, you want to raise revenue for the city. And the parking garage is not going to be cheap. It's like $40,000 a space to build a parking garage down on over by the ferry landing. So, yeah. And one of the interesting notes on this is, you know how on Bob Sykes, they're in the process of tearing down the toll plaza there? And it's just going to be a very simple toll-by-plate SunPass system. they're actually got a deal with the county where they're going to use the county's equipment and put it in on Palafox and Garden at the north side going into Palafox, and at Main and Palafox also going in. So if you're entering Palafox is basically when you're going to get told. I don't know what they're going to do about the side streets.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
I don't know, because we don't have enough equipment to toll all the side streets. So I guess they're figuring that the kind of people who go on Palafox have enough money that they're willing to put the $3 in and won't try to go down Ramana or something instead. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a perfect system, but anyway, this is going to raise revenue. Also, they're talking about surge pricing. So at night and on the weekend, this is not done yet. By the way, you can see all this on our Facebook page if you want to read more. There's even a picture. We've got a picture of kind of what it will look like. Think of the Bob Sykes Toll Plaza stretch between Vinyl and the other corner. Almost looks like if you were going to build a walkway in the air, you know, those mm-hmm. air bridges or whatever. But then it's got the Toll Plaza. It says the sign is Palafox Street, where tolling begins. You know, so kind of playing on the city's slogan of where Florida begins. Yeah, cars with two axles are $3, additional axle $1.50. And what was the other thing there? Oh, SunPass will work. It'll be tolled by Plate or SunPass. There's not going to be a person there. Okay, so that's, I guess, good, because that would otherwise really clog up the roads. We'll talk about this more in a second. Your reaction, 437-1620. Feel free to weigh in and tell me what you think about this plan. Will this stop you from going downtown? Was this the last straw? Or do you feel like, well, you know, somebody's got to pay for the roads, and, you know, it's not that much money, not really. I mean, if you're already paying a couple of bucks to park, you might as well pay a couple of bucks to have access. What's the big deal? And plus it gets people who live in the county to pay for the city infrastructure, which is the mayor's always talking about how, why should these county people get their freeloading, right? I mean, he doesn't say it that way, but you know, there's a sense to it. Why should the county be able to use the city of Pensacola's extra taxes for their benefit without, you know, paying? John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Wow. Okay. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you. That earlier one on I-10 westbound has been cleared up. Not seeing any delays there, and no delays to let you know about. Also, don't forget the light at North West Fairfield and North W Street is still out. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, we are getting some very good texts in here. Let's see on the text line. Somebody says, I totally disagree with the Palafox toll. Yeah, me too. I mean, you know me. I hate tolls. And I'm always screaming about
you
the toll
are the
on
one.
I-10.
Yes.
There's nobody hates paid for parking and paid for streets like me. Like I
you
hate
will walk
it.
Extra.
Hate it. Yeah. No, I will definitely. I will drive around. I will walk around. I will walk a mile to not park and pay. Somebody says, what about Uber? Oh, yeah. What, you know, my daughter uses it to go on Palafox when she visits. How will it affect them? No, that's a good point. Well, I assume that. I don't know. Does Uber, like, on highways? Do people take Uber on the highways? I don't know.
Yeah.
Really, by the way, this will be the first time that a local city street of this sort has been turned into a toll road. It's never happened before. It's never been done before. But the theory is, well, we can, and we're likely to lose all of that revenue from property taxes, you know, if they finally do the special session and they get the property tax proposal and we vote on it and pass it. The city's going to lose millions of dollars from property tax loss, so it's got to make the money up somehow, you know. And it was, I thought the most surprising thing about this whole story was that Governor DeSantis was asked about it yesterday, and he said he's all for it. He says, "Yeah, finally a solution to getting people to pay for the services they use, not charging other people." And he says this is Pensacola being creative to solve the fiscal problems that are going to come from the property tax thing. So interesting. Okay, comments. Let's see. 437-1620. Time will tell whether this works, somebody says. Somebody else says it seems to make a very exclusive area, not for everybody apparently. But that's kind of already the perception is like, you know, Palafox is a little – of course, I don't believe this, but, you know, the kind of the perception is Palafox is for those folks, you know, the better folks, the ritzy, you know – it's all kind of pay for play, kind of. That's the concern. And by the way, the people who are willing to pay to park, are they going to, and they're going to go to the expensive restaurants, which are great restaurants, are they going to balk at $3? I mean, it's not really going to cut down on traffic. On Facebook, on our News Radio Facebook page, somebody says, brilliant. Somebody says, so we have to pay once more for roads we already paid with our taxes. Nice. I'll be avoiding Palafox at all costs. I totally agree. But then again, you do have side streets like Jefferson and, oh, good Lord. What is it? Spring Street? I mean, you have lots of other alternatives. You don't have to go on Palafox. Somebody says, Kevin says, make Pensacola Beach, Pensacola just like South Florida. No thanks. Henry says, oh, my God, Andrew McKay, not a surprise. All of they or downtown kingship have been trying to undo Pensacola history for decades. Brian says it's so stupid. It makes as much sense as the roundabout on Langley Avenue. We need to, you know.
That's true.
No, I like the roundabout on Langley.
I don't. It's small. It is really small compared to the one in Pace.
Well, okay, the one on P Ridge Connector. Lanes.
Yeah, the P Ridge
Connector. Yeah, but that's like a, you know, London or Bangladeshi style roundabout. And they had the land, you know, they had the land over there. Let's see. Claude on my Facebook page, let's gate the entire area and keep the peons out. Are they going to, what next? Are going to put a toll on people walking on the pavers? I mean, well, you would have said that was unlikely, but then again, you would have said this was unlikely. So I don't, you know, I guess we'll ask the mayor. Let's see. Somebody says, fantastic. It's going to use the money to fill in Pensacola, get Bay, make a land bridge to Pensacola Beach. That's funny. Oh, man. 437-1620, 437-1620. So tell me what you think. Feel free to weigh in either by texting me, 437-1620, or on the Facebook page. You know, either way you want to weigh in, we're always here for you. 437-1620, I'm Andrew McKay.
Make this Easter truly amazing. Be a part of a Pensacola tradition enjoyed by thousands. The Community Sunrise Service at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Worship the risen Savior as the sun rises over the bay and celebrate the glory of God in a fresh and powerful way. Easter Sunday at 6:15 a.m. at Blue Wahoo Stadium. For more info, visit PensacolaEaster.org.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower. Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all, no duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
One nice hit up?
Oh, thank you. I'll take care of it. Give each other $20, okay? Put it on Underhill.
Muchas gracias.
Sierra del Fuego.
Such a good idea. So we were talking about this, I guess, plan that they're going to put a toll plaza in when they finish the construction on Palafox at the Garden End.
Right.
$3 to enter Palafox, and then at the Main Street, and $3 if you go in. That's for the whole day, by the way. That's, you know, sun pass, toll by plate, but it's for the whole day. It's not for, like, every time you go, if you go multiple times in a day. Like, if you go to lunch, you leave Palafox, come back, it's just $3. But we were talking about the side streets. Like, people will just go on the side streets and avoid it.
Right.
But you had a really good idea, John. What was...
Those things that, the big...
The bollards.
Yes.
The posts.
Yes, those post things.
They just close down the side streets.
Right.
And then you can control access. And that solves the crossing of that would actually make Palafox flow better because
it
you
would,
could...
because we wouldn't have to...
Yeah. You could eliminate, like, the stop signs and stuff, or at least you could... I mean, because you wouldn't have to deal with cross traffic.
Right. You
That's
could put a
interesting.
Yield sign there.
And you also had you were also thinking about this for parades.
Parades, yeah. I think it'll
it's
be a
security
lot.
Measure.
Yep. I like it.
Makes perfect sense. Interesting. Very good. 437. If you want to see, there's a picture. This came up at the city council meeting at the very end of the meeting last week, and they did approve it 6-1. Charles Baer, of course, says we didn't give the people enough public notice, which I, to be honest, I kind of agree with him about that because I certainly didn't know, didn't even find out about it until yesterday when I'm listening to the meeting from Thursday. So I, not very often do I agree with Charles Baer. He's always the no vote if there is one. And he said we should have let people know more in advance. And true, caught me by surprise too. It was an add-on item. So 437-1620, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA, making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app. Available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. We're back to rolling accident-free right now throughout our area, but we still have the traffic light out at Fairfield and North W Street, so just be aware of that. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much. John David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Iran is now threatening to strike U.S. companies in the Middle East. Yesterday, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard accused companies including Apple, Microsoft, and Tesla of contributing to attacks against their nation and said that they would be considered legitimate targets. Speaking of Iran, President Trump giving a primetime address tonight to talk about the Iran war. That is scheduled for 9 p.m. Eastern tonight and will provide an important update on Iran, according to the White House. And Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Is it the or the? Now I've said it, I think it's the.
There's two E's. It's the.
Now I don't know. This is how old I am.
It's a very formal V, I think, for Megan Thee Stallion.
Well, King James English to match her rapping style.
Well, she had to be taken to the hospital after leaving a performance in the middle of a show. Apparently, she was starring in Moulin Rouge, the musical, which began on Broadway last week.
Isn't Moulin Rouge just a musical? Like, you don't have to tell people.
Well, it says Moulin Rouge, the musical.
Oh, no, I'm not saying title. I'm not saying you're making. I'm saying, like, everybody knows Moulin Rouge is a musical. You don't have to say. It's like saying, you know, South Pacific, the musical. Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. Anyway, go ahead. So how is she? Go ahead.
She started feeling ill and was rushed to a hospital. Her symptoms are currently being evaluated, so I don't have any update beyond that.
All right. Very good, David. Thank you so much for the update. 437. I do think it's just Megan Thee Stallion. I don't think it's Megan Thee Stallion.
The.
But I don't, you know.
Thank you for the.
And Ohio update. State University these days. So I don't know. A couple of more notes on the whole toll plaza on Palafox Garden in Maine. $3 to enter, $1.50 for additional axles. That's going to be installed by the time they get done with the construction. It's kind of caught us by surprise, but they ratified it at city council meeting last week. Questions. Is the toll plaza going to allow trucks? Oh, I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, they obviously, you build a toll plaza to allow the trucks to go under, the height issue. Are they going to force trucks and whatever to pay? Well, yeah, everybody pays. And trucks are the worst.
Well, yeah, because they block up the road.
Well, they back up the road. They clog up the road. They park in all kinds of crazy places. And the heavy truck, a truck is much heavier. So the amount of weight per tire means that you have, you know. Actually, now that I think about it, is that true? It's not really. I know the weight of trucks is more damaging to the roads in general, but PSIs would tell you that the actual weight delivered to each square inch is not particularly higher than a car. That's an interesting physics problem. I don't know the answer to that. I know trucks are blamed for a lot of damage to roads. I know that. But I, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm kind of wondering why that is the case. 437-1620, 437-1620. Will the floats during Mardi Gras have to pay? Ooh. No.
Well, where's the plate on them?
Oh, good point.
Would
they're a motor vehicle. Would they then get charged for, like, obstructing the plate for not, you know, I'm sure they can turn them off for a day. I'm sure.
There's got to be a way.
Enforcement, like, if a, like, you know, Crew Lafitte goes through, oh, but those are tall. Right, a truck going through is one thing, but how tall are those floats?
We're going to have a warning system like
on Graffiti Bridge. Yeah. No, come on. We're not going to go. That's ridiculous. 437. John. If you hit this sign, you're going to hit that toll plaza. I'm trying to think. I don't think we're going quite there. Oh, speaking of weird stories, did you see the... This is... This is amazing. Did you see the Kit Kat theft story? Now, don't get worked up. It's not all the Kit Kats. But somebody stole, this is crazy. What was the number? I got to move to the page. I was on the wrong thing. I was not planning to talk about this. 12 metric tons of chocolate? Like 40,000, no, 413,000 chocolate bars that they stole. They were all like specially made like for Formula One racing or something, and somebody stole them. But the responses have been great. The Kit Kat people, the Nestle people said, we've always encouraged people to have a break with Kit Kat, but it seems like thieves have taken the message too literally. They announced it. Domino's Pizza says they're now selling a Kit Kat pizza, like tongue-in-cheek, like they're taking responsibility for it, like they stole them. Pretty funny.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Tonight, President Trump will address the nation with an important update on Iran after signaling the conflict could end in weeks.
Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi told Al Jazeera that there indeed has been communications with the United States in the form of messages exchanged with U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff. However, Araghchi says the messages do not constitute negotiation.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Now, before that address, the president is going to become the first sitting president to attend oral arguments at the Supreme Court.
The nine justices will hear arguments about an executive order the president signed on his first day back in office, seeking to deny federal benefits such as passports to children born in the U.S. to illegal immigrants. The order was blocked by several judges who ruled that the 14th Amendment guarantees citizenship to almost everyone born in the U.S.
America's listening to Fox News.
At News Radio 92.3, cloudy, 65 degrees right now. We're going to get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. The University of West Florida is expected to announce a move from Division II to Division I athletics at a press conference tomorrow. According to Yahoo Sports, UWF will join the United Athletic Conference for football and Atlantic Sun Conference for other sports. The university would pay a $2 million Division I entry fee and undergo a three-year transition period before they can qualify for NCAA tournaments, although they would be eligible for conference postseason play. The UAC is a football championship subdivision conference, including schools like North Alabama, Eastern Kentucky, and Central Arkansas. Analysts say that move was largely driven by a collapse of the Gulf South Conference, which has shrunk from 10 programs to just 4 in recent years. The university does have a press conference for a major athletics announcement scheduled for tomorrow morning. An 18-year-old Bruton teenager is dead after being ejected from the bed of a pickup truck during a rollover crash in Escambia County, Alabama, on Sunday. The Alabama Highway Patrol says a 16-year-old was driving and left the roadway on County Road 55, causing the truck to roll over. Two other teens riding in the truck bed were also hurt and taken to the hospital. The driver and a 15-year-old passenger in the cab were also injured. Neither was wearing a seatbelt. An investigation into that accident is ongoing. Santa Rosa County deputies warning parents after several teens were caught kicking in front doors at homes over the weekend as part of a TikTok challenge. Multiple calls came in last weekend reporting what sounded like attempted break-ins. Deputies say the prank is dangerous on both ends, warning that homeowners do have the right to defend themselves and could potentially shoot through a door believing somebody's breaking in. Deputies say if the teens are identified, they'll face criminal charges and be required to pay restitution for damaged doors. Pensacola's Finest Foundation raised almost $70,000 at their inaugural gala event to support the Pensacola Police Department. The event at Sanders Beach Corrine Jones Resource Center brought together community leaders and businesses to support officer wellness, the canine program, community outreach, and hardship assistance for officers and their families. Detective Amanda Robinson was named Officer of the Year. Chief Eric Winstrom says the community support energizes the entire department. The foundation has been supporting local law enforcement since 2021. Well, then there were two. The number of surplus buildings the city now owns from the Baptist Hospital deal.
now has two surplus buildings from the land donation tied to the former Baptist Hospital campus. City Council voting unanimously to declare the property surplus, clearing the way to explore new uses or potentially selling them. Any sale or donation would still need council approval. The move comes as city leaders continue working on a broader master plan for the rest of the former hospital site. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. And it's 6:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but we're still dealing with the traffic light out at West Fairfield and North W Street. So just wanted you to be aware of that. I-10, I-110, everything else is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. 69 degrees. We've got cloudy skies. Let's get a check on our forecast.
We are going to be dealing with a small chance of some pop-up showers today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67 degrees. Going into Thursday, sunny skies, high near 78. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. For Friday, small chance of a pop-up shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, 76 degrees for your high. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Saganaka, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
We've got cloudy skies, 65 degrees. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are way down by more than 1% as traders analyze President Trump's comments on the war with Iran. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $99.99 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $103.03 per barrel. Treasury yields fell this morning as the prospect of a resolution to the Iran conflict lifted investor sentiment. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell more than 3 basis points to 4.275%. The 2-year yield dropped more than 4 basis points to 3.758%. CNBC reports the National Football League has approved the sale of 7% of the Las Vegas Raiders at an $11.1 billion valuation. The Raiders were valued at $9.3 billion, which is fourth among the league's 32 teams in CNBC's official NFL team valuations last year. Futures are slightly higher as investors show optimism around the Iran war ending. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 1125. That's your money now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
In the time it takes to watch one episode of your favorite show, you could be approved for your auto loan. While your dinner's in the oven, you could be comparing rates. By the time your morning coffee is brewed, those keys to your new car could practically be in your hand. PenAir Credit Union doesn't just process auto loans. We beam you straight into the driver's seat. Fast approvals, low rates, and easy financing. Apply now at penair.org/autoloans. Federally insured by NCUA.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks. Rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. Or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P. Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
You don't need someone yelling at you. You
just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why do they gotta front? What did we ever do to these guys that made them so violent? What's the know?
This is why I don't get hired as a backup singer. So many good songs.
Oh, I know.
I'm into like the eighth album. Just listening, loving it. 640 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got some military related stories here that are kind of interesting. Did you hear the? This is wild. Did you hear the story about the Marine corporal who stole a Javelin missile and sold it to people in Arizona?
What? It's not the one that was on that truck in Florida?
No. Good point. Yeah, the guy who was driving on I-4 with the Sparrow missile. Now, John, you don't know the difference between a Sparrow and a Javelin?
Well.
Okay. You know. A Javelin, it just looks like a giant bazooka, basically. It's like a... Looks like a...
Oh, is it a handheld?
Yeah, that's the handheld anti-tank. Oh, I forget. One is anti-tank and one is anti-air, and I kind of forget which one, the Javelin or the Lancer. So anyway, I think the Javelin's the anti-tank one. Could be wrong about that. You think like Stinger missiles. Kind of looks like that a little bit. Or like, you know, if maybe a fire hydrant married a bazooka and they had a kid, it would look like this. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, he apparently... This is A... bizarre. B, not unusual. Apparently, arms go missing all the time. I was reading the story at military.com yesterday, and a little bit surprising how poor the inventory control is for us. But yeah, this is not a great story. So Camp Pendleton, a guy who goes by the nickname of Andrew Ammo.
Oh, that's good.
You know, if your card-playing buddy goes by the nickname of Andrew Ammo and he's actually in charge of the... You might want to make some different life choices. Anyway, Corporal Andrew Paul Amaryllis of Glendale, Arizona, which is a suburb of Phoenix, and he pled not guilty last week in a federal courthouse, faces charges of conspiracy to commit theft and embezzlement of government property and possession, sale of stolen ammunition. A co-conspirator stored his phone number under the name, the alias name, Andrew Ammo. That's how he knew who he was. So at the School of Infantry West, he was on assignment as an ammunition technician specialist at the School of Infantry West to steal a Javelin, but also to steal bullets. M855A1, enhanced performance rifle rounds. I think those are just, you know, your, I always goof this up. The 5.56 is the one that we all use, and the 223 is the slightly bigger, the Winchester. Some gun friend like, Andrew, you don't know the difference. I know. I always forget which one is the bigger one. You can't fart in the other guns. But anyway, that size ammunition, the standard, you know, the M4 fires these. And the standard ammunition. By the way, the number here is a little bit funny. How much ammunition do you think is alleged to have stolen, aside from the Javelin? Want to take a stab at this, John?
100,000?
It's 5.56. I did manage to find that. He is alleged to have made $100,000 in cash.
I mean, I know ammo's expensive.
Oh, no, that's a different story. That's a different one. Oh. Okay. The Javelin missile, 30 cans in one transaction. He did that for up to 2 million rounds.
Wow. Oh, yeah, they just disappear.
Park the Bobcat over here, son, and drop it in my two-ton. You know, good Lord.
Look the other way.
How do you sell a Javelin missile? The text message that he allegedly sent to his criminal co-conspirators is, hey, guys, just got some Javs and some other ones. I have two launchers that I think you'd like if you want to take a look tomorrow. Let's meet at the Walmart.
Yeah, why not?
Good Good Lord. Yeah, so he's going to jail for a long time. But this is not, I said this is not the only case. Like, there's other cases like this. In 2024, Army Chief Warrant Officer 3 Christopher Hammond was sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for stealing and selling government equipment at Fort Liberty. Now I think he's back to being Fort Bragg, right? Hammond banked at least $1.8 million over 2 years. Well, you got to plan for your retirement. Investigators found 98 firearms, 90 scopes, night vision goggles, and more than $100,000 in cash. In 2025, Killeen, Texas, civilian named Benjamin Alvarado Jr. got 10 years for purchasing and reselling $2.75 million equipment from four Fort Cavazos soldiers that they had stolen in at least seven separate occasions. They also got the co-conspirators, the guys who bought this. But, yeah, so what would you need a javelin? I mean, what are you going to do with that anyway?
Don't come to my house.
I guess. Put it on your car and drive a I-4. All right, 645 News Radio 92.3. Got another interesting military story yesterday. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but we're still dealing with the traffic light that's out at West Fairfield Drive and North W Street. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is the Kid Rock story. We were watching this video a little bit yesterday because it was all over the, you know, the morning news yesterday. So the story is Kid Rock has a, you know, mansion and nearby an Army training base.
Near
Nashville, right. Yeah. And so they fly Apaches, helicopters, AH-64s. That's the big, cool green one with the, you know. If you've ever saw Blue Thunder, it's the one that looks kind of the closest to Blue Thunder-ish, you know. I don't know how to describe it to you. If you don't know what an Apache is, look it up. I don't know. It's, what can I tell you? It's not a Cobra or a Viper, which are very similar. You know, it's just, anyway. So in the video, you see him standing on the mountaintop, basically, of his house overlooking the valley. And this Apache kind of sidles up in the air at his level. And he, like, waves at him, and they waggle back at him, and he salutes them, and then they take off. By the way, those guys had gotten suspended. And then Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said, "Oh no, this is fine. We're gonna not have any disciplinary action against them." This is a weird call all around. Like, first of all, I understand the temptation to do weird things when you're flying, and it's they're kind of like the community. You know, we see all these.
But it's not like a drone or something.
Yeah, it's an Apache. It's a warship.
And then you see the gun like pointing.
Yeah, so that's the part that caught my attention is, as a gun guy, you know, although not like the most gun of guys, but I'm a fairly pro-gun guy. What's the number one rule of gun use is you always treat every gun like it's loaded. You never point a gun at somebody, even when you know it's not loaded, you know, downrange or at the ground, you know, like safety measures. And even if you have a gun, you never point it at another person, even if it's unloaded. Well, I don't know about you, but like an Apache has got that, you know, M230 30 cal on the front. And I'm suddenly realized that I'm not sure I love standing in front of that. Like, Kid Rock clearly has no compunction about it, but I mean, accidents happen. And I know they don't fly around with ammunition. Typically, they're not loaded. But you gotta trust that a lot of things have gone right to make sure that the big bad thing doesn't go wrong, because this video would have been very different if... That's actually the 30 cal off the Apache. It fires like, it's one barrel. It's not a Gatling gun style. It's one barrel. Things could have been very different for Kid Rock and his house.
Yes.
So anyway, they decided not to do any disciplinary action against them because, you know, we treat our patriots well. I don't know. You know the beginning of Devotion, the movie about the Korean War with the pilots, the ones who trained in the end of World War II, but they didn't get any action until World War II. Don't they, in the beginning of that movie, like, buzz the main character's, like, house and say hi to his wife or whatever kind of thing? I mean, I don't know. Lighten up, Francis. 648 on News Radio 92.3.
They just got lost. They were asking for directions.
Yeah, Kid Rock says they do it all the time.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore. Hey, if you are not getting a good night's sleep, you're waking up in the morning feeling, you know, achy and, I don't know, almost like hungover, headaches, any of that kind of stuff. It could be lots of things, but one of the things it could definitely be is your mattress. I mean, if you're not getting a good night's sleep, then, I mean, what's the reason for that? Well, the point is when you go to sleep, you should feel, you know, tired, and if you've been doing exercise, sore maybe, and you should wake up in the morning feeling better. But if you wake up in the morning feeling worse, go to the sleep center. Listen, this is what they do. For 30 years, they help people get a good night's sleep, feel rested, figure out what kind of mattress works for you, you know, where the pressure points are, where the support is that you need and you don't want. Maybe you love the space foam that they do. You know, I've been talking about the Artemis II and NASA today, but literally NASA invented this foam, and they use it on the beds. It's amazing stuff. And a lot of times it's been copied. Other people have tried to do similar things, but they can't because of the patent. And in fact, that's why you look like under a microscope at some of the different foams and they just look completely different. Instead of having, you know, like, well, I think the number is like 30 Tempur-Pedic has 14 to 15 holes. The cells have, and then other ones have like 2 to 3. So you can tell like at the molecular, the small scale level, it's a very big difference. But some people don't like the memory foam. Some people like the kind of hybrid, like the foam and a spring. That's my preference because I don't really like the foam holding me in one place. I like to move around at night. Anyway, the point is they'll help you figure it out. There's no commission, so there's no pressure. They have the best selection. They have the best service. They have the best price. Okay, they've been here for 30 years helping people figure this stuff out. So if you have ever had a bad experience with a mattress or a bad experience with a mattress store, go to the Sleep Center just on Creighton on the north side east of Davis.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Celebrate Easter at Great Southern, Angelina's Supper Club, Limon di Primavera, a celebration of spring, new spring and summer menus, and the annual Craft Beer Festival, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
Let me introduce you to Social Mirror. This is when we take the best content from your social media platform and deliver it to the phones, tablets, and computers of your target audience, where they live or wherever they go on the internet. You can add a call to action that sends people to your website or opens up their phone app with your phone number on it or gives them directions to find you. All of this comes with reporting to show how many people saw the ad and reacted to it.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
There you have it.
Captain, how soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me I'm a doctor.
Good morning, 6:52 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. If you want to go and check out or register your opinion on our Facebook page, we've posted the whole story about the toll plaza that's going in on Palafox at the north end on Garden and at the south end on Main, part of the reconstruction. We just found out from City Council last week, $3 per car entering Palafox from the north to the south. And they didn't say this, but John and I had a suggestion that maybe we'll talk about this with the mayor, maybe at 7:35. Because closing off the side streets, like how do you manage the side streets? People just
because you don't
around.
Have like 10 toll.
Yeah. Where's only, I mean, the infrastructure is expensive. And so we suggested maybe bollards, maybe closing off the side streets. And then, you know, this is not the pedestrian only thing. You know, this is a different thing. By the way, somebody texted me, and I haven't had time to verify this, that this had been proposed for even like Bourbon Street had maybe looked at doing this.
Yes, and Beale Street.
And Beale Street also. Yeah. So interesting. But they, you know, public pushback was huge. Well, it makes no surprise why at the city council meeting they did it as an add-on late in the night and didn't really tell anybody about it in advance because they didn't want to deal with the crowd. They got enough angry people showing up. But they are maybe going to use the, in conjunction with the red light cameras, the flock cameras, everything else. The mayor did say that if this works, they could expand it to sort of a citywide tolling system. I mean, make people pay for the roads they're using, especially when property taxes go away. I mean, you got to find revenue somewhere. 6:53 on, in case, don't be confused. I'm just kind of giving you the rationale. I am personally horrified by this because I hate toll roads. I hate paid for parking. I like all of that. I want free roads and free parking. You know, that's me. 437-1620. I will pay my property taxes for that. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, I'm still just baffled by this whole thing, but...
Well, you know, things change fast sometimes. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, lawyers for Charlie Kirk's accused killer requesting more time to process the bullet. Lawyers said in a recent filing that the ATF was not able to identify the bullet recovered during the autopsy and that the FBI is conducting a second bullet analysis that is not done as of yet. A federal judge ordering the University of Pennsylvania to provide a list of all its Jewish employees to the Trump administration. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says it's investigating alleged anti-Semitic harassment of Jewish people at the university.
Oh, that's a fascinating one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, typically, you know, bias, prejudice is, you know, when you're talking about against minorities gender-wise or against, you know, black people particularly. But, you know, I've not heard much real effort on the anti-Semitic front to look at, you know, do you have a representative number of Jews? Of course, there are very few Jews compared to the regular population. But it's interesting.
Absolutely.
As somebody who is not in favor of any of this stuff, I still find it an interesting question.
And that request was ruled favorably by a judge. Here on Tuesday this week. And, of course, tonight, Andrew, President Trump giving a primetime address on the Iran war. That's scheduled at 8 o'clock tonight. The White House says it will provide an important update on Iran.
Yeah, it's weird because we're going to – what time is that? 7, 8?
Well, it's 9 Eastern, so 8
our
time.
Us, yeah. All right, very good. Yeah, David, thank you so much for the update. What's interesting about this tonight is I'm curious to see – what he says, obviously, but he's been saying a couple of things that if you kind of put all the pieces together, it paints a weird picture. Piece one is he said we're going to be done with the war in Iran in a couple of weeks. Number two, he says that if the Strait of Hormuz is going to be reopened, that can be up to like NATO and the rest of the people to open it because we don't need it for our oil. Why should we be doing them the big favor? Of course, some would say, well, we caused the problem, but we don't cause the problem. Iran is causing the problem. And they are benefiting from the fact that we've solved it or made a big push in the direction of solving the, you know, the danger of Iran. But also, somebody had made an interesting comment to me the other day. They said, Andrew, you always talk about how Trump is completely unreliable and he's, you know, the facts and Trump have no real connection to each other unless you get lucky. And he said, this is what Winston Churchill always said is during war, you know, it's almost obligatory to lie because the enemy is listening. Okay, true, but if Trump were like reliable all the time and then all of a sudden in warfare, yeah, I mean, that'd be one thing, but that's not the case. But it does raise an interesting question, which is the 2 to 4 weeks or whatever thing that he said yesterday, is that misdirection, you know? Because it's weird for him to say we're going to end the war. He doesn't normally telegraph like that. He just says, I'm not going to say. So if he is saying, you almost want to assume that it's actually a misdirection, in which case I know a lot of people are kind of speculating that there's going to be a ground invasion. I still can't believe that would be possible, but, you know, how would you do a ground invasion? Well, you'd tell people we're leaving the war soon, and then you'd do it. Anyway, John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now and delay-free. I'm not seeing anything to slow you down. I love this computer. It freezes up on me. Still the light out at West Fairfield Drive and North W Street. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Do you think the toll will on Palafox will improve congestion and traffic there?
I think it will.
I think a lot of people will avoid it. And I actually kind of wonder about the whole, like...
I mean, think of the toll roads in South Florida.
Right?
You avoided the toll.
It's
going to Miami.
You're driving down the regular road. You see five lanes of traffic on the five lanes that are there for regular people. And then the elite's lanes are just empty. Now, I know during, like, rush hour, it's not like that.
Turnpike lanes.
I was surprised how much of the time, you know, there's... All of us peons are fighting for these four lanes, and people driving slow in the left lane, you know who you are. Maybe you don't, that's the problem.
Yeah.
But then the other two lanes are just wide open empty. You know, it's just kind of weird. But I do think there's a problem in that you got to find that balance of what people are willing to pay and what people will avoid the thing for. Because if, you know, it's like kind of if you double the price of steak, then people just don't buy the steak and then you don't make the money kind of problem.
Right.
So if you put a $3 toll on Palafox, then all of a sudden people don't go on Palafox.
I just wonder how they came up with that number.
Well, I mean, what number
I guess
make?
They do surveys.
Well, it's what, $2.50 on Garcon Point?
I think so, yeah.
It's a bucket, Bob Sykes. It's not 10, although the other part of this, we haven't talked a lot about the surge pricing element, but they say, you know, that they might surge price it up to $10 an hour. $10 a day, sorry, I misspoke.
Wow.
But
during prime time.
you know, Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how this will affect the Palafox, the market. I don't have a lot of questions. We'll have to ask the mayor about this coming up in a half hour. Anyway, it's on our Facebook page if you want to see. There's a, you know, we did a like an artist rendering kind of thing just so you get a sense of it. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, I thought this was so cool. Did you see that the Naval Aviation Museum store went on location to the Walmart parking lot?
I saw that.
Brilliant.
I mean, I loved it. And they were doing good business.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they will. Because what they're doing is just kind of creating a pop-up alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Go where the people are and sell them the merchandise they want to buy. Because it really is. Listen, this is a major economic hit to the lighthouse and the museum. They count on people coming and buying stuff and donating, and that's not happening except on the weekends right now, right? So I think this is a brilliant alternative. Kudos to Brent Kearney reporting on that for Channel 3.